American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. Some and any. Hey, how are those two words used? Well, some is used for questions, and it's used for positive statements. Any is also used for questions and negative statements. Here's an example. Hey, there isn't any milk in the fridge. So I wouldn't say, hey, there isn't some. That's not very good English, is it? Hey, there isn't any milk in the fridge. Here's another example. Is there any gas in the car? Yes, there is. No, there isn't. So in this context, again, any is used for a question. Hey, can you buy some milk when you go to the shop today, to the market today? Can you buy some? So here is the use of a modal verb, the modal verb can. I could use could also. Would you buy some milk when you go out? Would you buy some milk when you go to the market today? Or can you? Yes, can you buy some milk when you go to the market today? Hey, will you buy some milk when you go to the market today? A little more direct, isn't it? I didn't buy any apples. Here again, negative, right? Hey, I didn't buy any apples. I could say, hey, do you have any apples? Something like that. Again, apples, negative, and question. Hey, I need to get some gas for my car. I'll meet you at work. Something like that, right? Another one would be, hey, I need some change for the parking meter. So some is used for countable and uncountable. In other words, some gas, some water, some rice. Hey, I need to buy some rice at the market today. So we use some when we're talking about countable or uncountable. Any is used for questions and countable. Hey, did you have any problems with your job yesterday? Did you have any problems with, let's say, painting the house? Did you have any problems with Bob at work yesterday? Something like that. Hey, can you lend me some money? Can I borrow some money? So in this case, some is used for money. Why? Because money is an uncount or uncountable noun. Hey, can you give me some advice? I don't want to give you any advice because I don't know enough about that subject. Some other reason might be a good one too, right? So some or any, these are two words that are used very commonly in English. Just remember, some is used in positive statements. It's used in questions. Any is used in negative statements and also questions. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson.
American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.